Wisconsinites went to the polls yesterday to vote on a variety of local races and to choose the next justice on the state Supreme Court. It was another close election, with conservative-backed Judge Brian Hagedorn coming out about 6,000 votes ahead of Judge Lisa Neubauer, who had liberal support. Hagedorn declared victory this morning, but Neubauer has not officially conceded, and her campaign pledged to pursue a statewide recount. If Hagedorn's lead holds, it would ensure conservative control of the court until at least 2023. And for national observers, it's yet another sign that Wisconsin's one of the most competitive states heading into the next presidential election. Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter. Laurel, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, bring us up to date on the latest. Hopefully nothing I said is untrue as of the last 5 minutes.
You never know when that's going to happen. No, we haven't had any crazy breaking news in the past 5 minutes or so, but it is looking like that recount is going to happen. We know that both the Neubauer and Hagedorn campaigns are fundraising for that recount right now. Because the margin of victory, is about 0.5%, less than that 1% threshold required by state law, there can be a recount in this race, but the second place finisher would have to pay for it. So we know that recounts in the past, like the 2016 presidential recount, cost about $2 million. So these campaigns have quite a bit of fundraising to do if that is something that one of them ends up pursuing.
Now, that said, just shy of a 6,000 vote gap, based on what we've seen in past recounts, I mean, I'm not going to ask you to break down the algorithms and the math. It seems to me like a potentially tall order to have a recount overcome that big a margin.
That's right. So we have had a state Supreme Court race that flipped by that much of a margin the days following an election. The Supreme Court race, I believe it was in 2011, had 12,000 votes show up the day after the election. So it's not unheard of to have something change in a big way. But in terms of recounts, you know, we do have that 2016 presidential recount we can point to. And the change there was really marginal, certainly not 6,000 votes when ballots were recounted.
What did turnout end up looking like yesterday?
Turnout was very strong. Turnout was the highest it has been for one of these spring primaries for quite a while. I believe the State Elections Commission just came out and said it was about 27%. And that was a big part of the conversation about, you know, how close these races are. We saw the bases for each of these candidates in Dane County and those so-called wow counties around Milwaukee really turning out in a big way for these two candidates.
And as far as flips, last year the liberal-backed candidate won fairly handily, but a couple of key counties in northeastern Wisconsin, Brown and Outagamie counties, including Green Bay and Appleton, looks like they really flipped to the other side this time around.
They did. So Rebecca Dallet flipped Brown, Winnebago, and Outagamie in 2018. And this year, Brian Hagedorn recaptured those counties. So, you know, it's a little bit of kind of a coming back there. We've seen that those counties have been more of a lean conservative sort of place in recent elections. So that was a little bit of a, you know, kind of a return from the flip in this race.
Talking to WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White about yesterday's state Supreme Court election. Judge Brian Hagedorn has a lead. A recount is likely, very likely, it looks like. National election watchers, Laurel, are watching Wisconsin closely. The message that I think they must be getting is don't try to predict the next Wisconsin election based on the last one.
Absolutely. You know, it was interesting, obviously, on election night, we spend a lot of time on Twitter, and one of the tweets that really, I think, resonated with a lot of folks last night was from the director of the Marquette University Law School poll, Charles Franklin, and he tweeted that this is probably going to be the new normal for Wisconsin, this sort of very, very close race where we see the results flipping back and forth over the course of minutes, just, you know, hundreds of votes separating candidates at certain points. We saw that with Governor Tony Evers and Scott Walker last year, and we were definitely seeing that last night. So Charles Franklin says this is something that Wisconsin voters and political watchers are going to have to get used to, because Wisconsin is certainly kind of living up to its bona fides as that swing state.
Now, talk a little more, getting back to the Supreme Court itself, talk a little more, if Brian Hagedorn's victory holds, what does this mean for the court?
So that would change the ideological balance of the court. It's currently 4-3 in favor of conservatives. That would give conservatives a 5-2 majority. And this is particularly important because liberals had their eye on this election as a way to set up getting the first majority on the court in several years during next year's state Supreme Court election. So Justice Daniel Kelly, who was appointed by Governor Scott Walker, is up for election next year. It's during a presidential election. Those races tend to see strong turnout for liberal candidates. So liberals kind of had their eye on it, on that race in particular, as a way to get another liberal-backed justice on the Supreme Court. Now, if they had gotten Neubauer in this race, that would have allowed them to take the majority next year. But if Hagedorn does end up victorious in this race, that would just get them back to the 4-3 balance. So really, this was kind of, this wasn't the deciding factor for sort of tilting the balance of the court, but it was a necessary step that liberals needed to take to put that in motion.
I know people will be dissecting what happened yesterday for a while. What kind of arguments are hearing from either or both sides on why the election went the way it at least appears to have done?
What I've been hearing from a lot of conservative pundits and commentators is that this was really a victory for grassroots conservative organizers across Wisconsin. As listeners are probably familiar, Hagedorn was operating with much less money and much less support than Neubauer throughout much of this race, didn't have as much advertising. He did get a pretty substantial bump in the last days of the race from the Republican State Leadership Committee. They came in with about a $1.2 million ad buy. But overall, that he was kind of outspent in this race. And so conservatives are saying that local organizing, people getting out on the ground, conservative talk radio that we talk a lot about, in Wisconsin, really came through and helped push him to an outcome that not a lot of people were expecting. A lot of people thought that this was Neubauer's race to lose.
And I've seen some Democrats in Wisconsin around the country saying, yeah, Republicans are better at getting people motivated for this kind of maybe non-high-profile race than Democrats are. Is that something you're hearing here in the state?
Absolutely, particularly when it comes to Milwaukee County. So Milwaukee County really didn't show up in the way that they did for Rebecca Dallet last year for Judge Neubauer this year. They, you know, they had an increase in turnout, but her margin of victory just wasn't enough. And so I think Democrats are talking about how to motivate more of those base voters in Milwaukee in these nonpartisan spring elections. We know that Milwaukee hasn't been particularly great for that in the past. We'll remember the 2016 presidential race. That's, you know, obviously not a nonpartisan spring race, but Milwaukee kind of lagged there for candidate Hillary Clinton. So I think as we head into 2020, people are going to be certainly very focused on turning out the strong numbers the Democrats need from Milwaukee.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rob.
That's Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, with us to break down the results of last night's election for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.